Good morning. It is 10:30. We are outside the Rummage Lounge down at Centre Market. CJ's Creation, it was in the newspaper this week. Amazing. I'm with Sylvia and Jane. Sylvia and Jane? Is that right? Sylvia and Jane.
Sylvia
and Jane. No, it doesn't matter, does it? Because I've got a video in front of them. Why did you come down today?
Because my good friend Sylvia told me about this opportunity to get rid of some of my junk.
I like opportunities.
Yes, opportunity. And it was a free opportunity, so hence the word I am
free's
broke.
Free's always good, right?
Yeah, I'm broke, and I thought, well, I haven't got a set-up cost. Right. And if it's meeting nice people like yourselves and networking and sell some of my rubbish, it'd be wonderful.
So you saw it in the paper?
I did, in the Evening Post.
And so what really hit you about that news article? You thought, oh, that's cool.
Well, I'm actually, like, moving out of the country, and I wanted to clear some bits. get rid of some rubbish.
So basically, it's just to get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, and I told my friends about it. I know, like, they need some bits to get rid of as well. Yeah.
So tell us a bit of story about some of the bits. Let's go over to where all your stuff is. Tell me a bit of story about some of these bits and pieces that... I bet you had a few times where it's like, oh, I can't sell that, or I better sell that, or I've got to get rid of it.
With my daughter's treasure, she's now 15, right. And I've been hoarding them for 15 years because they're really cute and little, and they're all little teddy bears and trinkets.
That must be hard.
No, I've kept the best store.
I like that.
My daughter's going, Mum, get rid of it, I don't want it. But it's sentimental to me because I know there's a store behind every little piece. So that I've got a little suitcase that I've hid from my daughter, but most of it's gone out that she's got rid of.
I know, you're going to give it to that later on in life. You're going to say, you're going to leave it to her.
She'll just put it in the car boot when she gets to 16. I go, why did you say that?
She'll be literally, I don't want it.
No, but it's all pink and girly and fairies and teddies.
We do store loads of stuff as Brits, don't we? Yeah. Like, we literally hoard stuff.
I am a secret hoarder.
Yeah. I mean, if you emptied your house, I bet it's about three houses bigger, isn't
it? And more. I need to live in a mansion.
Don't we all? About yourself, what certain bits of, like, did you not want to put in, or, like, got a memory attached to them?
Really, those shoes are a memory.
Yeah.
I bought them because I thought they looked beautiful at the time.
But
when I tried them on, I couldn't walk in them.
Oh, nightmare.
And then I haven't really worn them.
Because of the heel?
And the pressures,
So you don't really want to let them go. Would you put them up a little bit more in price because of that? Would you be like, oh, I don't want to let them go, but I'll let them go?
No, because that's like...
You wouldn't, just anything.
I wouldn't.
So it's all anything. It's all really like 50p a pound kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what you want to sort of let it go for.
And that is it's a glass coach.
It's kind of unique, isn't it?
And
weird.
It used to have aftershaving. It was an Avon bottle. And I've had that since I was about 14.
No,
but I thought, I just got to get low.
It's vintage.
That had aftershave in it.
It did.
So basically, essence of a truck, of a stagecoach.
It was called Wild Country.
Oh, wow. So I'm not even going to ask the story about where that actually came from. Like,
I can't remember.
It's probably a good idea. That you can't. Well, thank you for coming down today. Really appreciate it. And
thank you for having me.
No worries. I hope you come down again.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.